With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. While not predicting it, President Trump isn't ruling out the possibility of a steep economic downturn amid uncertainty over the impact of tariffs.
After making several references last week to possible economic pain, the president was asked on Fox News' Sunday Morning Futures if he's expecting a recession this year.
I hate to predict things like that. There is a period of transition, because what we're doing is very big.
He also said Americans will need to be patient before seeing the benefits of his tariff and trade policies.
It takes a little time. It takes a little time.
Greg Clugston, the White House.
Tariffs, a big issue north of the border, where Canada's Liberal Party has chosen Mark Carney as its leader. That means the left-leaning Carney will be the country's next prime minister.
The Canadian government has rightly retaliated and is rightly retaliating with our own tariffs that will have maximum impact in the United States and minimum impact here in Canada. And my government will keep our tariffs on until the Americans show us respect.
Geraci, our brother Carney, heard there on the BBC. President Trump says the Canadians have taken advantage of the U.S. for far too long, and he says he's committed to leveling the playing field. As Canada imposes retaliatory tariffs on the U.S., China is now hitting Canada with a fresh round of agricultural tariffs. Also at SRNnews.com, a French official tells the AP that more than 30 nations will take part in a planning session in Paris, laying the groundwork for a security force in Ukraine. All five people on board a small plane survived yesterday afternoon's fiery crash in a parking lot in Mannheim Township, Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. There were no injuries on the ground, the FAA investigating. On Wall Street, the Dow down 305 points. This is SRN News. In 2005, Austin, Texas resident Daniel Geraci, like everyone in his city, was busy helping more than 6,000 families that had flooded into Austin in the wake of Hurricane Katrina. He tells correspondent Lori Tratip of SRN News that the crisis in Austin was a turning point in his life.
It was in the middle of that the Lord downloaded a vision about a crisis response church network model that ultimately led to launching the Austin Disaster Relief Network that built to well over 200 churches, and we've trained well over 10,000 Christian volunteers to mobilize the body of Christ to begin responding to all types of crisis, mostly disasters.
Geraci's initial church outreach became a blessing to many, since over the next 14 years, Austin, Texas experienced 16 major disasters, three of those being catastrophic. Tomorrow, we'll learn how Geraci's vision has expanded to churches nationwide. This is SRN News. There is a drive to do more to feed an energy-hungry America.
After 4 years of dismal action by the Biden administration and with spiking energy demand, a number of states are pressing for ways to build new power plants faster. Policymakers trying to protect residents from higher electric bills and keep their economies on track. Some states are dangling financial incentives or overhauling regulatory structures. Lawmakers in several states now debating regulatory overhauls to spur power plant construction. Jason Walker reporting.
Firefighters on New York's Long Island have managed to knock down wind-driven wildfires that raged across large swaths of the island's Pine Barrens region over the weekend. The fires prompted the closure of a highway as well as the evacuation of a military base. No evidence of arson, but investigators are on the scene. More details, SRNnews.com.